flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, it's Which One Wednesday, man. Dylan's going to host for you, for us. And if you guys don't know the deal, basically, he puts a question, we have to make a choice, and once we've made our arguments at the end of it, Day-Day is going to judge who won the argument today. So, Dylan, you're up, buddy. Take it away.
All right, let's first start with one. We talked about it at the top of the show, Baseball Hall of Fame. 2025 inductees are out, so shout out to Ichiro Suzuki, Billy Wagner, and why
CC Sabathia.
CC Sabathia. CC. Can't forget about CC. Okay, so with that, Andrew Jones obviously misses out again, unfortunately. Hopefully he'll get in within the next 2 years. But it brings me to this question. Which guy is more likely to get into the Hall of Fame next season? Andrew Jones or a guy who will be on the ballot for the first time next season, Ryan Braun? Now, if you remember, Ryan Braun did have the trouble with the steroids for a little bit, or the accusations of the steroids allegedly, and you know that was a whole thing. So which guy is more likely to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame next season, Andrew Jones or Ryan Braun?
Andrew Jones. Ryan Braun, is his career is kind of tainted by that incident with the steroids, right, if you want to, whatever you want to call it. I know he's got an MVP, but still, that to me is what he will be remembered for. Not to mention, I think Andrew Jones, if you go look at it, his batting average might not be as good or on base percentage, but I think the numbers are close with home runs and such. In fact, Andrew Jones, to me, the thing that sets him apart is he is one of the greatest fielding players ever. And Andrew Jones has more home runs without the steroid black mark against him. But Andrew Jones is one of the greatest defensive players that baseball has ever seen. And if Ozzie Smith can be in the Hall of Fame because of that, and that's like the thing he's notable for, why can't Andrew Jones?
Yeah, well, it's very simple. There's Andrew Jones and Willie Mays when you talk about defensive center fielders. Now, let me go even further. He talks about the asterisks that you see around Ryan Braun and the steroids. The MLB Hall of Fame voter has been very clear. If you are at any way associated with steroids, and he has, and he's come out and admitted, and he also threw a bunch of people under the bus in the process, they're not putting you in the Hall of Fame. And let me add to this, and Chipper Jones put this best. I want to ask all Hall of Fame voters one question. If Andrew Jones plays for the Yankees for 15 years with 10 gold gloves, 400 homers, 1,300 RBIs, is he a Hall of Famer? Like Chipper said, let me answer that for you. First ballot, and it's not even really close. I mean, we're looking at the Jeters of the world and some of the things they did. They're awesome. But Andrew Jones, one of the top two greatest defensive center fielders of all time, and Ryan Braun is going to have that asterisk over his head for the rest of his life because what he did to the people that he ran over on the way to that steroid allegation.
Andrew Jones is a lot more likable than Ryan Braun.
That's very true. Cole Hamels is also a guy who will be a first-time balloter next season. I think pretty good shot he gets in first ballot.
That'll be an interesting one. He definitely had his highs and lows.
I need to go back and look at his complete numbers. Yeah. I'm not sure. I think you look at pitchers in his era.
Yeah.
They're judged. He's still in that. He's just at the end, to me, of that 300-game you know,
right. I think CC, who got in this year, obviously, I think he was at 274, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, he's right at the end of that 300 game winner plateau that was just elite of elite.
All right, moving on here. Another topic we've been throwing back and forth here throughout the show today, Falcons defensive free agents. So that brings me to this question. Which Falcons free agent is more likely to be a Falcon next season? Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons. Two guys that both of you have talked about. Good chance neither one of them will be a Falcon. But if you had to choose one, which one is more likely to be a Falcon next season?
Also, Cole Hamels is not a Hall of Famer. I just looked at his stats.
All right.
Mike, go first.
Look, man, I listen, I don't think, I'm to your point, I don't think either one of these guys is back in the fold, but I think that Justin Simmons at least put enough on tape effort-wise that you would invite him back at the right price. Honestly, from what I saw on film for Matthew Judon, even given the price, I'm not sure he's somebody you went back in the fold. To me, Matthew Judon in the rotation this year was more of a hindrance than anything. You felt like you had to play him. I'm leaning towards that with Kyle Pitts. When you look at his fall off of snap counts, and it was very clear by the end of the year he's getting like 28 of 70 snaps. I felt the same way about Matthew Judon. I thought his energy picked up later in the season. But I think if you're just looking at effort and how they affect the locker room, I'd rather have Justin Simmons back. And there's not really any doubt. Matthew Judon was one of those guys, he was in a rotation, but you felt like you had to because you traded a third rounder for him. I'm good on that moving forward, man. I'm sure he's well-liked and everything else in the locker room, but give me a young, energetic guy that we can develop more than somebody who feels like they're doing us a favor by being on the field half the time.
Arnold Ebukadi's sacks went up when Raheem kind of took over and they decided to play up tight. Matthew Judon's didn't. Ebukadi saw a huge increase. I think Judon might have had like one sack during that time period, maybe a sack and a half. Justin Simmons could be in a different system. Remember, this is a scheme. If you want to say it's more of what Raheem and Dan Quinn ran, then this is a scheme where you're going to play with a safety in the box more than you did recently. If it's what it looked like back in the past, remember the Keanu Neal, the way he played safety. I think Justin Simmons is suited to do that more. Because if you go back on a lot of his stuff in Denver, he's very good against the run. And that's what that is. So if I'm having to pick between one of those two here next year, it's Justin Simmons. Also, I just think Justin Simmons has more in the tank left. And I think a different scheme could maybe help him more. But, I'm still on the factor of I would try to get younger at both of those positions.
All right.
Or better established. Not as old.
Let's stick with
younger,
the
not as old. Same thing.
Yeah,
let's stick with the NFL here and talk about a couple of teams that are in championship weekend when it comes to the NFL. And I actually want to jump forward a little bit. So let's say this: the Washington Commanders and the Kansas City Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. Which one is a better story? The Washington Commanders with it's Dan Quinn's first year there, not obviously a first-year head coach. But Dan Quinn's first year with the rookie quarterback and Jaden Daniels winning the Super Bowl, or Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, three-peating. Which one is a better story?
To sell for the Super Bowl, it's absolutely Washington. A redemption story for a coach who went and was in the biggest debacle in Super Bowl history, 28-3, was fired. Disgraced, has to go and reinvent himself, and then takes over a franchise that had the worst owner possibly in the history of sports, at least in the NFL the last 20 years, destroyed the fan base, all kinds of scandals. They clean house completely, and they go get a guy who, by the way,
ding,
left Arizona State where his locker was cleaned out by his teammates, in a vicious way, reinvents kind of the player he is at LSU, becomes a top five draft pick, and completely takes the league by storm. All they talked about for 3 years was Caleb Williams, how great he was going to be, and Jaden freaking Daniels stole his spotlight, and he could steal Patrick Mahomes's. And we are tired in America of the Kansas City Chiefs getting all the freaking calls. I saw a stat this morning that said in their last 10 playoff games, They've gotten less penalties called in, against him, and nine of them.
All right.
It's a league conspiracy. They released the officials with Kansas City colors for the Super Bowl.
Does volume give this man extra points?
I love the passion.
He can yell all he wants to. And he's semi-right about the Jaden Daniels thing. Jaden Daniels has cemented himself as one of the best players in the NFL at a young age. He is the greatest. Listen to me now. He is the greatest rookie quarterback in the history of the NFL. I'm not making that up. The greatest quarterback, rookie quarterback, in the history of the NFL. Dan Quinn, it is a cool story. I don't know that it's cool for us here in Atlanta. Do we want to know that Dan Quinn is making a run at a Super Bowl somewhere else? I don't know that that's something I want to celebrate. But let me hammer home the other point here. The Kansas City Chiefs have become villains. We're saturated with the Kansas City Chiefs. We're tired of hearing about the Kansas City Chiefs. There's nothing really unlikable about them other than the fact that we hear about them too much, and Patrick Mahomes has become a LeBron James-style flopper, and we're tired of it. We don't want to see that kind of thing. All right, the NFL, the playoffs, that's sacred stuff. We don't need floppers going on in the NFL playoffs. So I'm with you in the aspect of Jaden Daniels. It's a beautiful story, but I think this which one is more about the Kansas City Chiefs and the fact that we are tired of the Chiefs being at the top. Sounds like a hater. Sounds like the way a lot of people thought maybe about Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. The problem is you don't have the curmudgeon Bill Belichick at the top of this one. Andy Reid's very likable. Patrick Mahomes is very likable.
Pretty funny.
Kelsey, aside from the Taylor Swift oversaturation, very likable. We're just tired of them. And when you start doing the flopping and the officiating thing and have to keep talking about that, that's when I get tired of it. Which one is a better story for everybody involved? It's Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn, and the Washington Commanders.
All right, Day-Day, who is our winner?
Well,
it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It was definitely a tight race. They exchanged leads a couple of times, but coming down the final stretch, taking the checkered flag, it would be Big Mike.
Let's go.
Wrong.
Let's go. Let's go.
Dethroned him.
Let's
wrong.
Go. That's Let's go. You can keep
wrong.
Saying wrong all you want to.
Completely
all right,
wrong.
Winners get to talking to the microphone. That's what I'm doing right now. All right, winners get to talking to the microphone. That's what I'm doing right now. All right, it's about time. There's some. And by the way,
ding.
All right, nice job by Dylan hosting there. There's some actually good topics, man. Good stuff.
Yeah,
right,
Ryan Braun one, I was completely not expecting that one, but he is not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Neither is Cole Hamels.
Anybody who's like even like the Rafael Palmeiros of the world, that kind of fits in that category, not even close. Like they're never going to be put in the Hall of Fame. It's been very clear from the top.
You can't. How you treat the media, unfortunately, in Hall of Fame voting in baseball definitely has a say. You can't lie to the media and kind of be a jerk. That's why Barry Bonds and Alex Rodriguez are not in. That's why Palmeiro's not in. That's why Ryan Braun won't be in. I don't know why they hate Andrew Jones or Andrew as
Andrew.
Super quick, a former Brave that also be up for the Hall of Fame next season, Nick Markakis. Shout out to
Kakis. Wow. And he's from here, right?
Nick Markakis? Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
He's actually from here.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.